The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Hump Day Edition, the Trump and Waukesha Edition. Welcome to it, little buddy.
Hey, Crudy, good to see you again, my friend. Rich, working double time today. Thank you, sir. Of course, our audience, welcome back to the political party.
Dom, today, hashtag Devils Do Trump. And if you have not liked us on the Facebook, today is the day. I've been working my arse off, man. I have posted so much sound and my exclusive interview with Mike Lindell, the MyPillow guy, former crackhead. I wouldn't keep bringing it up, but he did during the course of our interview. You know, I was a crackhead. I did know that. And here's the most interesting part. I swear to God, he was talking about God, and he was leaning in very intently, and I'd noticed he kind of has a quivery chin. Like, all day, his chin was quivering. I waited like 30 minutes for my turn, because he had the Steve Bannon War Room podcast first, and he did like OAN, and then I was like the third or fourth fine-credentialed media to interview Mike Lindell, and the guy must have taken about 1,000 selfies in the parking lot. It was a very big crowd at the Trump event. And we saw Mitt Romney at that very same venue many years ago, like 12 years ago, Dom. Remember, we made fun of Romney for doing the lawn filter or lawn sprinkler. Yes, he was
Look around every like 20 degrees and stop and stare, stop and stare, stop and stare, back again.
You do that very well. You're very
not a great orator, Mr. Romney.
You're very Romney-like in your presentation. Yeah. Trump, let me, you know, and the takeaways from the big speech, they're already starting to hit the articles. I was there. I don't need the articles. I'll tell you what the takeaways are. First and foremost, Donald Trump on his day off from trial, right? Criminal defendant Trump. He's in Waukesha, and I got to tell you, he was basking in the adoration at the overflow crowd. And I would say maybe half to two-thirds of the crowd got in the Expo Center to see Trump, and everybody else was on the outs looking in. Best case scenario, you got to greet the motorcade. I was outside when the motorcade pulled up, and a lot of disappointed people. They did not get inside. So too small a venue. Maybe the Rush Center in Green Bay would have been appropriate, but this was maybe, I'll tell you this. I swear to God, Charlie Behrens had more people the other night at the Orpheum Theater than Trump had inside the room. Maybe if they'd have booked a bigger room, he could have had a bigger crowd. But he was basking, and kind of like our friend Charlie Behrens. I love Charlie. And Charlie does what's called crowd work. And I don't know if you're familiar with crowd work, Tom, but crowd work is like where the comedian will, hey, where are you from? What do you do? And at one point during the course of the speech, Trump's like, hey, that dude looks like Uncle Sam. And you know how I get distracted in the middle of the show sometimes looking out State Street. Yes. But I mean, it was completely like that. I think he was in the middle of trashing Joe Biden for not, you know, being smart and able to string two sentences together. Hey, squirrel. Yeah, it's Uncle Sam. And then he called Uncle Sam. Hey, Uncle Sam, come up on the stage. And apparently the Secret Service frowned upon that a bit. Oh, give him a pin, give him a pin. And he just went off script, let's just say multiple times. In fact, I think Rich has been working very hard to get some of the Trump sound together for you, our fair audience. Not too much broccoli, a little cheese on top, Wisconsin style. Trump at the Waukesha Expo Center. Play the first cut, Rich, please.
You think that was on the teleprompter? I don't think so. I don't think so. No, I thought it was a good thing to talk about. We're here with a great group of patriots, and I think it's a very important thing to talk about, frankly, and we'll talk about it more and more. But it's really been a process that's been quite amazing to watch, and I think very positive for our country. But we're going to immediately seal the border. We're going to stop the invasion. We're going to send Joe Biden's illegal aliens back home where they belong. We're going to send them back home where they belong.
Lock them up. He also polled the audience at one point, sort of a taste great, less feeling. Sleepy Joe or Crooked Joe?
Crooked Joe. The guy who's sleeping in court. Yeah, I would imagine. I mean, you can't say sleepy because, of course, Trump's sleepy. Like, literally sleeping in court. You know, and you could say crooked. They kind of both apply to Trump. The projection from the former guy and his masses are, it's really something to behold.
Let's keep going. Rich, you've got more of the Trump sound. Play cut two, please.
The chairman of the committee, this real lowlife, we have to go after Donald Trump. He destroyed all the evidence. He actually destroyed it and deleted everything. If you're in a regular civil court case and if you get rid of stuff, they take very seriously.
Like classified documents?
Umbrage of that. You go to jail for things like that. And this committee destroyed everything. Remember the person that said, I attacked a Secret Service agent in the front of the car.
Well, they're talking about the January 6th committee. They're talking about the hearsay testimony of Cassidy Hutchinson. And the rest of it sounds a lot like he's got the state of mind. He knew it was wrong when he took the classified documents to Mar-a-Lago. You know, that's kind of a big deal.
Well, he continues to make the claim that the January 6th committee did not turn over their evidence. And of course, that's not true. Another claim that's not true.
Well, he's acting a little more presidential now. I believe we've got the Chris Christie cut next. Here is how he now describes Chris Christie. You were waiting all these years for presidential Trump. Here it is.
I remember Chris Christie. He really liked me quite a bit, right? That's only because I was wise to him. And somebody screamed out, he's a fat pig. And I said, sir. And you know you're not allowed to use the fat word. If you use the fat word, you're essentially out of politics, right? There are certain words you can't. You can say obese.
Just if you shoot a puppy.
I think obese is probably worse. But you can't use the fat. But a person shouted out, he's a fat pig, sir. And I said, sir, never, ever call Chris Christie a fat pig, ever. He is not a fat pig. Please, I'll have to ask you to leave the room.
Trying to win over the Chris Christie voters?
Wow. For not saying the word fat pig, he certainly said it like five or six times.
I noted that. Yeah. You can't use the fat word, that fat fatty. Yeah. Like I said, he was basking in the adoration. He was like a comedian with a good crowd. He's working the crowd. He's way off script often.
You know, I mean, I would look at it more as like a cult leader in front of the masses. Come on, let's just be what it is. It's not a comedian. This isn't an act. You know, this is about the presidency of the United States of America. That's what this is. These are serious issues, and he is an unserious individual. He's in front of the cult. Of course, he's basking in the adoration.
Hey, I know. I was there with all the cult members. Some we know, Dom. One more from Donald Trump. I believe we've got one more.
I've got two more.
Well, let's play at least one more. All right. Well, there's time.
Hey, please. A twofer. Here we go.
But you know what? I didn't have a record for running a country or anything. Now I do. I have a great record. We had peace.
No.
We had prosperity. We had no wars. We had no wars. I defeated ISIS and was the only president in 78 years that started no wars. We didn't have a war. We defeated ISIS, which they said was going to take 5 years, and I did it immediately in 1 month.
He's amazing, that guy.
Do we have wars now? Is there a war now? Did Joe Biden start a war?
I love at one point he was bragging about the fact that the stock market was at record highs when he was the president. Yeah. It is literally doubled since your presidency, sir. The rich got a lot richer since you left. And oh yeah, didn't have to pay many taxes. He talked about that a lot. Economic issues, stagflation, a big topic today. One more. Here's kind of how we put the bow on it, I believe. Thanks for doing the work, Rich, play it for the audience before they lose their appetites.
And together we will make America powerful again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America strong again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And we will make America great again. Thank you, Wisconsin.
Thank you, who? Thank you, Cleveland.
Wisconsin, a very important state. You know what's important? Because they got A-list celebrities like Mike Lindell welcoming Trump to the stage. I noticed no elected Republicans, at least while I was in the room, took the stage. The biggest, well, Paul Farrow, the former Waukesha County executive, his mom was the lieutenant governor, first female lieutenant governor of the state of Wisconsin. But Paul was like a county executive. And Brian Schimming, old radio dog and GOP party chairman, great state of Wisconsin. And I don't know if I'd mention this, Dom, but I've invited Brian Schimming on the Big Devil's Advocates radio show.
Wait, you've done that more than once, haven't you?
Well, I did it once recently via text. And then I saw Brian in the room, stage left. And so I texted him, like, I see you hiding. Crudy in the back of the bus, you know, like. So anyways, Brian came to the stage. He was the biggest name, I believe, before Trump took the stage. The GOP party chairman of Wisconsin, very hoarse, had a hard time even rooting the crowd up to cheer for Trump, having a struggle. And then apparently he left the stage and he worked his way back to the crowd and he saw me back there and he gave me the old, you know, the gun and the
point and wink. Hey,
the point and the wink. Exactly. I got the point and the wink from the Republican GOP chairman.
Wow. You must feel really good.
But he did not respond to my text. And I'm looking at him. I'm like, I know you got it. And he knew he got it because he gave me a shot and a wink. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. Trump and Waukesha.
The Devil's Advocates, rock and roll political commentary in a top 40 world.
Some people watch.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Going to the lines shortly at 844-967-2789.
And pretty soon, I know I've been teasing this for a bit, my exclusive with Mike Pillow, CEO and former crackhead, Mike Lindell, had probably 6-8 minutes with the guy in the parking lot outside the Trump rally today.
Mike Lindell, the same guy who's facing defamation charges from Dominion Voting Systems and Smartmatic. That guy?
At one point, he said, I have to antagonize the media of the left because I can't even get on Fox News anymore.
I mean, come on. They stopped airing his MyPillow ads apparently because he stopped paying them. Weird that how that happens like that, Mike.
It was interesting. No security, but there were a group of guys that kind of had his back. They were kind of following him around and they were handing out literature. And I actually said, can I get that? Haven't actually looked at it, but they were wearing hats. At least a number of them were sort of these neon Recall Racine hats. And I'm thinking, Recall Racine? Are they talking about Robin Foss? Yes, they were. And the literature, as I read it, and they've got Robin Foss chugging on what looks like Dom Perignon right out of the bottle. Makes him look very smug and elitist. Help us remove Rhino Robin CCCP Voss. And here's why. Voss said he'd do everything in his power to ensure Trump was not the 2024 nominee. He's come around on that. He's protecting the head of elections, Megan Wolf. She brought in Dropboxes and Zuckerbucks. Not true. And he's allowing communist China to buy Wisconsin farmland and influence legislation.
Wait, well, CCCP is not communist China. That'd be the former Russian Soviet Republic.
I think they mean the Chinese Communist Party, CCP. Maybe I threw an extra C in there.
Okay, okay.
Exclusive Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss on board of CCP Front Group, says the headline at Breitbart. They also were handing that out. So anyways, these guys were following Mike Lindell around. And I did interview one of them, Stephen, wearing a Racine recall hat. Let's start with Stephen. We'll set the stage. This is a little longer, so indulge us. A little windy outside. Indulge me, because it's the only sound you're going to hear today. Exclusive from the Devil's Advocates. Play it for the people.
Just the first name, if I could.
Stephen.
Stephen, Mike Lindell's here. Donald Trump's coming to Waukesha today.
Yes, sir.
And you are here, what, collecting signatures or just getting
out
the
word? We're not collecting signatures, just trying to hand out literature to get rid of the Assembly Speaker, Robin Voss. That's our main goal. He is in his 63rd Assembly District in Wisconsin. Got to get this guy out. He's an election denier. He blocked Bill AB-269, which would stop the CCP from buying Wisconsin farmland. You know, he rose our budget $35 billion. I mean, he's overall a bad guy. Just because he's a Republican doesn't mean he's good. So we're just out here trying to spread the word.
Gotcha. And isn't Voss and all the Assembly here in Wisconsin are on the ballot in November? So
yes,
if successful, you guys want to have an election before the November election?
It would be a recall election, yes. We're trying to get somebody on the ballot to go against Robin Voss. That's correct.
And would that be Adam Steen? Would that be the anticipation?
I don't know who it would be.
Being a little coy, aren't you, Stephen?
Gotcha. Obviously, there was a little bit of some accusations leveled by Voss after about the collection of signatures last time. And while it seems like there were sufficient signatures, they weren't from the right district.
Yes, that's
collected
correct.
By morons and felons, Voss said.
They were infiltrating us, putting fraudulent signatures from different areas of the state. We are, this time around, we're vitiating fraud 100% and doing our best to make this go through and make Wisconsin great again. So,
all right.
No fraud here, right? No signatures being gathered in Waukesha, the 63rd, quite a bit south. That's Mount Pleasant. That's Racine Kenosha area. So they weren't actively collecting signatures, but they were actively advocating. So anyways, it was funny because they surrounded Mike Lindell. He wanted them there. They were his buddies. It would be like, you know, Roger Stone hanging out with Proud Boys on January 6th, something like that.
Right.
And so anyways, they did this hit, this video hit, and immediately it was a problem. And Mike Lindell said, "Ah, damn it, somebody called Reince Priebus." And Reince apparently didn't like this visual effort to put these human props around Mike Lindell to recall Robin Voss. So they retook the video without the human props, the Stevens of the world. But I did have a little exclusive sound with Mike Lindell. And I'm going to play it for the audience. And
yeah, we're going to run out of time in this segment. But I'm curious about Stephen, the recall Racine activist you spoke to.
Yes.
He called Assembly Speaker Robin Voss an election denier. So are they now saying that those who believe that Donald Trump lost the election and that Joe Biden won the election, that those, you, me, that we are now the election denier? Is that how is Robin Voss an election denier?
I was okay when he called him a bad guy.
Yeah, it just doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, literally, this dude, the mega guy, Donald Trump, they are the election deniers. 844-967-2789. Donna from DeForest, you are up. Welcome, Donna. What do you got for us today?
Hey, Donna, appreciate your patience.
Hey guys, I'm calling actually about the student protest.
Yes,
issue.
Ma'am.
I've been concerned about the fact that all too often these protests devolve into a battle over where you can sit, where you can stand, you know, boundaries, fighting over real estate. And it seems like it happened, you know, at the state capitol during Act 10, where it started to become, am I allowed to sing in the rotunda or not? When I protested divestment from South Africa many decades ago,
yep.
You know, we spent the night on the floor. We tried to occupy the Capitol, and I thought that was a good cause to participate
in. Did they arrest you at that time, Donna, back in the early 80s, apartheid?
No, no. And in fact, I don't know if anyone got arrested or not, but it was, you know, they indulged us for the night and then opened the windows and let the cold air come in the morning as we were sleeping on the marble floor. But it was actually very hard to do that occupation because there were a lot of people that showed up just to bang drums and ride their skateboards through the halls. And they were having fun sort of raising their voices to the...
Donna, short on time. Thank you so much for your call. More Devil's Advocates. Be right back.
The big and tall of political talk. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. If Donald Trump comes to Waukesha, I'll be there for you. I only play the Michael Jackson because I took note of the fact a new song on the playlist. And I didn't even hear Tiny Dancer once.
No, not once? How about you can't always get what
yes.
you want?
Absolutely. Still on the playlist. That yep. one still on the Donald Trump playlist. But Dom, I got a big exclusive interview today. I wasn't the only one that got an exclusive, but I got my own exclusive with MyPillow CEO, former crackhead Mike Lindell. I had to wait till after he did a live hit with Steve Bannon. Bannon! He did the Steve Bannon War Room podcast, which apparently must have a video component because he was talking into like a camera, but they had an IB, you know, like an ear thing so he could hear what was happening, but, you know, just a little camera. And anyways, he got the crowd rooted up and then they realized he had the timing wrong. So then it was like deflating and then the crowd had to wait for a while and then they did it again. And this time it was real. And he got him chanting, you know, started working the crowd. He was right there on the rope line. Who loves Steve Bannon and the War Room podcast? Yay! It's like watching the Muppet Show. And then, he did pillow sales. I mean, he was selling some pillows, man. This guy was working the 25% off codes, the free slipper codes. I mean, he probably did 3 minutes. Just trying to sell pillows at the end.
Yeah, man needs money.
Merchandising. That's where the real
money
is made.
That's where the real money's at.
DevilRadioSwag.com. DevilRadioSwag.com. So anyways, here it is. And I did not know there was so much bad blood between Mike Lindell and Robin Voss. And he tells this long story, the history of, well, I've known him since 2021. And he was a good guy. And he hired Gableman, the corrupted former Wisconsin Supreme Court justice. But then when the Wisconsin Supreme Court ruled that there was massive fraud in the election, I'm like, that never happened.
That never
happened. But he's on a roll. Don't interrupt him. And so I kind of picked it up from here because I knew that he had a bone to pick with Robin Voss. And as far as I can tell, this is exclusive sound. I shared it with the Washington Post today, our friend Patrick Marley. And I'm going to play it for you, our fair audience. Mike Lindell telling the story of Robin Voss, let's just say, trash talking. Play it for the people.
We're not going to do anything unless a judge, you know, I know his statement was, I know there was widespread fraud, but until a judge rules on it, my hands are tied. A month later, the Supreme Court here in Wisconsin ruled that there was widespread fraud,
that
and Robin
helped.
Went into hiding. He just stood silent. And so on the 2022 election, when we tried to get rid of him then, so and got behind Adam Steen, and he Ross won supposedly again, And at 2 o'clock in the morning, on the night of the election in 2020,
here it comes.
He sends me a text. He says, "Mike, I beat you twice." I said, "You stole it twice, you traitor." And he said, "Yeah, but I'm gonna sleep really good tonight. I'm not on your pillow." So we've got this thing where he had to rub it in, and so I've been after getting. And then, of course.
And that was basically it. And he went on all the reasons why he's out to get Robin Voss, but it's kind of personal. I think it's the fact that Voss called him personally or texted him to rub in the loss and to trash his product. And recently, we played some sound of MyPillow CEO, former crackhead, Mike Lindell, getting depositioned. And the guy called his pillows lumpy, and he blankety blank. Yeah. I mean, you can say what you want about Mike Lindell. He calls himself a former crackhead. But do not trash the MyPillow.
Oh, my God. You know what? This is just... There was no Wisconsin Supreme Court that found widespread fraud in the state of Wisconsin. Mike Lindell, you're full of it. Anyone that believes that, you're full of it. It did not happen. It's false. It's fake. Literally did not happen. For then he goes on to say what? Oh, supposedly Robin Voss won that election against Adam Steen. What? So now.
And then he called him a traitor.
He sold out twice. I mean, it's just. It's the bravado and the all-star wrestling flavor that, while amusing, is so obviously dangerous. Because this isn't about whether or not, you know, Vince McMahon gets his head shaved off by Donald Trump. This is about whether or not Donald Trump, you know, sets up internment camps in this country and attempts to deport whoever they decide are quote-unquote illegal aliens, Biden illegal aliens. You know what I'm saying? Those are the kinds of things we're talking about. Talking about what? Having women's medical records available so people can hunt them down and make sure they didn't have an abortion. Those kinds of things. This is what we're talking about. We're not talking about Vince McMahon getting his head shaved in the wrestling ring.
Come on, man. We're talking about a MyPillow huckster. What? Give the guy a break. He's trying to sell some pillows here.
He's representative of the entire problem. He is it, man. He must be his face next to Trump. He was advising Trump, for Christ's sake. The guy's defaming.
Advising him?
Pragmatic.
He welcomed him to the stage in Waukesha today. And
today,
and
he was in the White House with his notes waiting for Trump, man. That guy.
And he took a selfie with yours truly because I wanted to prove to you that I had met Mike Lindell. And I didn't know at that point if I was going to get the interview. But anyways, some of it was just not worthy of playing, just too windy, very windy. But one more Mike Lindell in the parking lot in Waukesha, warming up for Donald Trump to come. Play it for the people, please, Rich. Doesn't look like it's going to play at this moment.
It inadvertently muted. Let me pull it back here real quick. Don't know why that happened, but let's get that off. Try it again.
Up and they'll say, "Keep going. Thank you for helping save our country." That's number one. Number two is they'll talk about addiction. They know I'm an ex-crack addict and I have an addiction platform. It's called LindellRecoveryNetwork.org. It's free to anybody in addiction. And getting off drugs and alcohol and stuff is just a bonus. Getting to Jesus Christ is the real win. And so that's a big thing. We're in the middle of the biggest revival in history, and I think people see that too. They don't look to God when things are going bad. Good. They're looking for when things are going bad. And right now, everything looks pretty bad out there.
Except the weather.
Yeah.
The weather is pretty swell.
I swear to God. Speaker, leader of men, and follower of Jesus.
Seller of pillows.
You know what?
Smoker of crack.
If this is what heaven looks like, man, I don't want to go. Are you kidding me? The guy is super. I don't even know how much money that he does no longer has. He defames. He lies. He talks smack. He speaks lies. If you're a follower of Jesus, I don't know what all the rules are. Crudy, I heard, you know, one of the tablets got broke. There was like 15. Or 10 commandments. What do they say about lying? I mean, the guy is just disgraceful. And you wrap yourself on the flag and you hide behind the cross and everyone's supposed to, "Oh, I'm a former crackhead. Hey, I got this drug and alcohol thing. It's free." Okay, is it free or is it shipping and handling? You got to pay for that. I don't trust a word they say, The poison they spew is infectious and it's disgusting. And I'm not saying you're crazy if you're a Trumpster, but why the hell would you believe a guy like Mike Lindell?
I found him quite charming.
And you have terrible judgment.
Well, I didn't smoke crack with him. I just found him to be charming. You know, personally charismatic. And well, as a bald guy, I got to tell you, he's got damn good hair. Mike Lindell, that's real hair. Not like Trump's got going on. Here's a few on the text line, Dom, and we'll get your calls as well if there's time at 844-967-2789. Just watched the Mike Lindell interview. I think you need to remove the word former from your post. Maybe he's not on crack, but he sure is blank, isn't sober. And I swear to God, when he said, I'm a former crackhead, and he's got blue eyes, very blue. And I don't mean like get lost in them, but like they were very blue because he had the most constricted pupils I've ever seen, like pinpoint pupils. And I noticed like he had a tremor in his chin the whole time. And
problem if it's prescribed by your doctor.
He had a little frothiness on his lower lip, if you know what I'm saying. So I'm not saying he's a crackhead.
Was he scratching his neck a lot?
You know. No, otherwise relatively charming. He dealt with a lot of people. He seemed like a politician. And Mike Lindell got the reception of a rock star out there. I swear to God, the people loved some freaking Mike Lindell.
Why?
They embraced him greatly.
Why? Don't you wonder why? I mean, do you wonder why? He's charismatic. Lots of people are charismatic, don't get rock star reception. Why do you think that is?
I don't know. I am charismatic.
Did you shake his hand, Curdy?
Yes, I did.
Your hand? Yeah.
We actually shook hands twice, I believe. Once when I first met the man and put myself sort of in the media, hey, after the Steve Bannon's war room and the OANN, the One America News Network, then I'm local media. I said I'm Waukesha radio. I was holding up the WAUK.
Coming in behind OAN and Steve Bannon.
Come on, man. I'm wearing the Devil Radio shirt. It's not like I didn't have a few tells going on. I did wear a red Badger hat. You know, again, they just look at the red and they think he must be on our team. And people were generally forthcoming. But I got one other exclusive I didn't even tell you, Dom. Donald J. Trump. I interviewed Trump in the parking lot, or at least a man who looked a damn lot like him. A Trump imposter? You be the judge. Let's play it. My exclusive with Donald Trump, Rich.
Donald, you're here between trials today in Waukesha, Wisconsin.
Yes, I am. That's sham of a trial. It's a hoax. That judge is a little pinhead. I mean, I violated his gag order, the hell with him. It's a hoax. It's a witch hunt. They just want to keep me off the campaign trail. It's a disgrace.
Now, you are damn near the spitting image of Donald Trump out here. Can I get just the first name, perhaps?
My name's Tom.
Tom, you hear his Trump supportive, by assume.
Of course.
And Tom, you from Waukesha? You a local?
I'm from Wind Lake, Wisconsin.
Wind Lake, how long a drive do you have?
20 minutes.
3 minutes, that's not bad. Very good. Thank you, sir. And so you do this professionally?
Yes, I do.
And what's that pay, if I may ask? What's that pay? What's it take to get a Trump guy at my office?
$150.
I do a comedy, 15-minute comedy.
$300 for the comedy routine.
I bring a snare drum and a cymbal, like a rim shot, and I'm like, you know, Joe Biden wanted debate, wants to talk to himself.
He won a debate. He was talking to himself. One more exclusive. I had one more question for the Trump impersonator, or real Donald J. Trump. Who was better, Stormy or the playmate, played for the people?
McDougal, the playmate, or Stormy Daniels, the porn star, who was better in bed?
Those answers are sealed. I can't talk about that. But the trial's going on now. A sham of a trial.
And that was it. He did not give me a straight answer who was better. It was under seal. He's at trial. That guy was the spitting image. I wish he was amplified a little bit better using my cell phone out there in a windy parking lot today. It's not the greatest sound. But no. Go like the Devil's Advocate's Facebook page, because you're going to like the work I did today. He looks a lot like the haggard New York hush money trial Trump. You know, like, he's been looking rough lately, Trump.
Yeah, Trump's, it's wearing on him.
But I got to tell you, Trump today basking in the crowd, the overflow crowd, probably 5,000 or more, but only about half got in, and the rest were waiting in the parking lot, lining the roads to welcome the motorcade. I'm not sure if people were disappointed or happy they didn't have to stand through another 90-minute Trump sidewinder, pointless, rambling speech. He went off prompter a lot. He was like a comedian doing crowd work. I'm surprised he didn't see himself in the crowd. Hey, would you attend trial for me later in the week?
Over there.
Come up to the stage. I trust this guy. I don't know why the Secret Service doesn't. Come back with us. More Devil's Advocates. Trump and Waukesha. Devils do Trump. You do the devils. So, you know, it all makes sense. I think there's a line there.
Grass-fed, locally raised, 100% organic. The Devil's Advocates.
Yeah, thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Taking your calls momentarily at 844-967-2789.
But Tom, I made so many new MAGA on the street friends today. I got to share some of this sound. You know, I worked hard and Rich is working hard. And you're all listening hard, so let's get to it. First lady I met, this is her 8th Trump rally.
Wow.
She is in the front row. I mean, literally, she got to the front row and she waited in line. Her name was Kelly. Call her Front Row Kelly. She's from Pewaukee, Wisconsin. And she had some opinions. You know, I tried to take some of the advice from the audience. I was asking questions like, who do you like for the vice president? You know, there wasn't barely a single person that offered an opinion on the vice president. Oops.
Sorry about that.
Kelly from Pewaukee. Let's play her, Rich.
So many windows opening. Hold on. There we go.
Let's close your mic, too.
Do you have an opinion about that trial?
I have lots of opinions about that trial.
So, any you'd care to express?
They've stepped over the line. It's all false. It's all just a game. It's all just to keep him busy so he can't be on the campaign trail. It's all to tarnish his reputation. The list goes on.
And the allegation, the criminal stuff, let's set aside for a minute. You think the allegations that he had affairs, do you think that part's true?
No.
No! Not a hell no, just a no. The very eager, the front row Joes. Dom, there's a guy there, Charles Epps, I think, something of that name. Front row Joe. Had it, like, imprinted on his shirt. Front row Joe. And Mike Lindell came by and met the man. They took a picture. He was there with the Uncle Sam character that Trump later tried to bring to the stage. We ready for that? Okay, let's play Charles. He's from South Dakota, Dom. I was trash talking his state recently. Play Charles, please.
Question for you. Trying to talk about policy with people. You know, we always talk about the horse race and polls and the gas prices. What about policies? What policies of Donald Trump are you most supportive of?
Well, drill, baby, drill. Get the energy back to the United States. Supply the demand that we have here instead of buying overseas, and support the Islamic regime that hates the infidel. And they have proven that over thousands of years. And what's happening right now in these universities is you got a bunch of students that are indoctrinated that do not know the story behind Palestine. Palestine has never been a nation that was given to them, okay? Hundreds of years ago by a king, and that's all documented within the Bible.
Wouldn't that make
them
a nation?
Not everybody believes in it. I believe in it. I believe that Jesus Christ was nailed on that cross for a reason, for us to be able to receive him. repent and to move on and leave the past behind.
So saith Front Row Joe, Charles, at the Trump Retribution Tour in Waukesha at the Expo Center.
Do you think Front Row Joe is aware that under the Biden administration, we have pumped more oil and gas out of this country than ever before? Ever before? Is Charles aware of that? Supply and demand, Charles? Who's drilling the oil and who's selling the oil? How do you think it actually works, Charles? I'm just curious to know. Does the government pump the oil out of the ground and put it in the... No, that doesn't work that way, does it?
God puts the oil in the ground.
Come on.
In the flat earth.
It wasn't a country until someone made it a country, but I don't believe it's a country. I mean, it's just... So it's a country or it's not a country? Well, because a king did it or what? They didn't come over and colonize it? I'm just not sure what makes a country. And then what? The whole religion thing, man? I have many questions of Charles.
Well, I've got more questions that I asked of Charles. Let's play at least one more. Charles, Front Row Joe, as he calls himself, a very eager Trump supporter. Play it for the people, Rich.
Policies of Donald Trump are you most supportive of?
Well, drill, baby, drill.
That's the same.
Get the energy back to the United States.
So, Charles, very enthusiastic. He's got sort of a Wilford Brimley, but doesn't end his porn stash in the same way that Eric Humvee does. Yeah. Brings the porn stash not so much down in a full Fu Man with the chin, but sort of the broader Wilford Brimley sort of Fu Man.
Bringing it out a bit. Like, I got you.
Broaden it out. Rich, take one more crack. No, we're not going to take one more crack. Let's take another crack at the phones then. Mark from the SAC, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, it's just interesting, you know, but should I ask them how they feel about when Trump abandoned the Kurds to the tender mercies of the Kurds, to the Turks, when the Kurds actually helped us defeat ISIS. They were one of our staunchest allies in defeating ISIS. Yet Donald Trump chose to, you know, to listen to Erdogan and, you know, turn just, you know, let the Turks, you know, take out the Kurds. I mean, how many thousands of Kurds died under the Turkish assaults? I mean, it is just, you know, I could pick, you know, is what's shocking to me is that, and maybe I'm better, I am probably better informed than a lot of Americans, but these people are just ignorant. I mean, anytime, and, you know, to just point out to Dom that it's not just against the commandment to lie, bearing false witness, because bearing false witness is broader than just not lying.
Yeah, Dom, you do all the bad stuff.
I don't even know, man. Mark, thanks for the call. I think there is some, you know, there's some adulation there, man. It's not about policies. Kurdian, thank you for trying to ask. Drill, baby, drill. If that's your criteria, I guess you're voting for Joe Biden, because that's the fact. So if you don't accept it, like you don't accept the election of Joe Biden, I don't know where to send you, man.
Dom, there were so many MAGA on the street that didn't believe in so much of what I would call reality. We got to play some more. I worked hard. We'll come back. A happier happy hour. The clusterous Wednesday edition. Trump's in town. They're arresting protesters in Madison. And we got another hour of radio. Stick around for it.